This is the Independent, 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. More live music in our studio this afternoon. My name is Mark, or Mookie, if you prefer. And Dylan LeBlanc is here today.
I prefer Mookie.
Appreciate that very, very, very much. It depends on, you know, who I meet, who I introduce myself as, or whatever.
Oh, Mookie.
Depends on the situation. So, Dylan, who did you bring to the studio today?
I brought my band, the Pollies, from Muscle Shell. Alabama, Muscle Shoals.
Wow, the fabled Muscle Shoals, Alabama. It seems like you're a Nashville guy now, but you've bounced around a little bit. I do want to touch on the Muscle Shoals connection a little bit later. The record Renegade's been out for just over a month now. I think the release date was June 7th. DylanLeBlanc.com is the website. Playing the iconic Troubadour tonight.
Yeah, man, it's a trip. It's definitely like a bucket list thing, and I'm still kind of in disbelief that we're actually headlining the Troubadour.
That's amazing. It's so cool, man. So right off the bat, would you guys mind playing something for us? And I imagine all these three songs are something brand new off the new record, right?
Correct. Yeah.
All right, cool. What'd you guys want to play first?
I guess we'll just kick it off with Renegade.
Cool.
About the things you did and they've gone by.
There you go. That's incredible live music in our studio this afternoon from Dylan LeBlanc. And again, dylanleblanc.com is the website, playing the Troubadour this evening. Our listeners are probably familiar with the album version of that song, Renegade. We've been playing it for a number of weeks now. And the first time I heard it, one of our DJs spun it. I thought it was great. I heard it again, and then I heard it for a third time, and you know, thinking, who is this? The song sounds phenomenal. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but there's some sort of intangible quality in that particular song, which just stands out. And I think the term is like earworm. You know, it kind of sticks in your head all day.
Oh, that's good.
When you talk about this new record, Renegade, we encourage people to go check it out. It's an incredible listen and a very cool record. Going back to your roots, for the people who are uninformed or uninitiated, I mean, you've been doing music for quite some time. You were, you know, just a kid, really, you know, growing up around it, or picking up your first instrument, or how did it all happen? How did it all first happen?
Well, I was... I lived with my mother and my stepfather growing up, and I would visit my grandmother, and my dad was a musician growing up, and he used to play in a band, like a rock and roll band, when he was really, really young. And there was this video of him on like a VHS, and I didn't get to spend much time with him when I was young. So he was like my hero, and I just remember him having a guitar, and I would watch that video all the time. And I was just obsessed with that image, you know, and of him and with the guitar, you know, his rock and roll band, he was banging his head. It just looked like a lot of fun. And I remember that at like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. And you were living where at the time?
I was living in Blanchard, Louisiana, where mm-hmm. with my mom in a little trailer north of town of Shreveport, Louisiana. And me and my little brother and my sister all lived with my stepfather and my mother. And very kind of traditional deep South type family life for the first 10 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And which took me a while to outgrow, but thank God I did.
You know, there are some other records people could get their hands on. Pauper's Field, Cast the Same Old Shadow, Controversy Tale. They're all available to the general public, including the new record called Renegade. What was that? Did something strike you as funny?
The record's called Cautionary Tale.
Did I screw that up? Cautionary? What did I say? Controversy?
Yeah. Which I kind of like better.
It's the maybe for the next one. I can't read this chicken scratch writing that I have in front of me. You know. You know. I wish I had a producer myself. No. This is Dylan LeBlanc here, live in studio on the Independent 88.5 FM. Did Muscle Shoals play a part in this new album? Because I know the previous one you linked up with a friend of yours, Ben Tanner, and a guy we hold in high regard, John Paul White. Where was this one recorded? Did you link up with those guys once again, or
I didn't? We did this record in Nashville, right on Music Road, RCA Studio A, with Dave Cobb, and you know, I had. Previously, after doing Cautionary Tale and Muscle Shoals, I'd never made a record in Nashville. I've only made records in Muscle Shoals and New Orleans, and that was it. Those are the only two places I'd ever really recorded. So I just kind of wanted to step outside of the comfort zone and do it with someone different and do it in a place I'd never made music before, and mm-hmm. just to see what kind of creativity could possibly lurk there.
Man, so far so good from what we've heard. Did you reach out to Dave Cobb, or did he reach out to you?
Oh, Dave reached out to me, man. He was like, Dylan, I can't wait to work with you.
I imagine that was the case.
No, it wasn't at all. I wish. No, we sent him music, and then I finally got a call back around April of 2018, and he wanted to set up a meeting. He had been very hip. He'd been hip to like Cautionary Tale, and he liked that record. But he was glad to know that I was not trying to make the same album again. And he was very adamant about not remaking Cautionary Tale. I remember that.
You know, speaking of not making it over again, you're talking about sonically with the music, or
sonically,
lyrically
the music.
With the sort of the concepts.
Mostly just sonically. Like he, you know, he wanted to do a broader sound, more upbeat, and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just very adamant about sonically not making cautionary tale. Even though, you know, there's still that 70s sort of drum bass vibe that I personally really love. It's like my favorite, you know, 77, that bass and drum tone. Wings, Paul McCartney, like, it's the best. To me, if I can't hear the definition of the note in the bass, it just drives me up the wall. That's the worst. I'm turning it off. I don't want to hear it. If I can't hear the bass line, it makes me so angry. And there must be something wrong with my hearing, because low end, and just something about low end, especially when it comes to the rhythm section, drives me nuts. Like, I hate kick drums that are like, boom. You know, like, I just want to hear a thud, like a nice, here you go. Easy, yeah, like that.
There you go.
I don't know.
There you go. Are you constantly coaching your rhythm section?
No, I'm not. No. I let them do mostly whatever they want, but they're good and they get good tones, so it doesn't bother me. But as far as that, like that, I pretty much told Dave, as long as we can get that, we're gold.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny, the amount of artists who have come through here recently, who have worked with Dave Cobb, man. It's crazy.
He's pretty much working with everybody. He's on fire right now.
Yeah, he is.
And he's expensive.
This is Dylan LeBlanc playing the Troubadour tonight, and it looks like you're doing some more West Coast states just outside of the Los Angeles area. A couple more songs out of you guys, which I guess that's what we're going to do. What did you guys want to play next?
Well, we were thinking about playing a song called Bang Bang from Renegade.
Cool.
Should I have a little lamp? I'm just kidding. All right. Way back when it started, I was already holding a gun, marching the streets in New Orleans with 61. I said, I know you don't remember, pointed at scars across my chest.
There you go. Brilliantly done. That's live music in our studio on the Independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. Dylan LeBlanc is the artist. New record Renegade is available now. That's another track off the new record. And again, playing the Troubadour tonight. For Cautionary Tale, I was reading online that, you know, it was not a coming of age record, but it was almost like you had risen from the ashes with a new lease on life. You were talking about, you know, being honest with yourself, and you really had some stuff to say with Cautionary Tale. And maybe you found a newfound discipline, you know, working with John Paul White and some of the other people around that record. The new record, Renegade, are there common themes? How did you really approach this? What are some of the things that you've been writing about as of late? Is it similar to the previous album?
You know, often I love, like, Southern Gothic literature. It's, like, my favorite. Like, Flannery O'Connor and William Faulkner and Truman Capote. You know, just stuff like that. And I often thought it was really interesting how they highlighted the grosser handicaps in this really strange kind of aesthetic way of kind of where they were from and where and how that influenced them and what went on down there, and all these weird nuances of how the characters sort of develop. And I tried to put that sort of style into this record, but also what was sort of going on with, like, current events. And, you know, like, that last song we just played was about this man literally I met in Jackson Square, sitting there in New Orleans. It was when, like, all this crazy gun control stuff was going on, and which is still going on, you know, all these mass shootings and stuff. And he was basically talking to me about the 1960-61 boycott of New Orleans for civil rights, and how there was the police shot into the crowd, and how, you know, he lost his son, you know, to that, and that moved me pretty hardcore. Spending a lot of time in that area had a lot to do with the way this record shaped out as well, just because it's such a unique place in the world, and there's so much poverty and there's so much beauty, you know, in all of that, and there's this weird balance that sort of hangs there, where, like, the rich people and the poor people sort of stand in the same plane, they all eat at the same places, but there's this extreme divide at the same time, and it's very noticeable. There's more homeless people there than, like, anywhere else I've ever seen, except for maybe San Francisco. Mm. It's just, it's an ugly, beautiful, strange place that it's so easy to be inspired by. And so I think that had a lot to do with the themes of just people rising from the ashes. And, you know, the renegades are the people who are the ones who make it out from selling drugs, you know, who can not go to prison and who don't have to become drug dealers and who actually can find a way to get a college education, that kind of thing, you know. That's the themes of this album.
Man, you touched on an interesting thing where you can be eating at a restaurant or rubbing elbows with you know, somebody else and kind of doing the same thing, but, you know, you and that other person might be from completely different backgrounds, going through completely different things, maybe from a different economic or...
But eating the same steak.
Right, but eating the same porterhouse. Exactly. at that restaurant. But,
yeah, not me, though.
There's, no? Are you a vegan or vegetarian guy?
No, I just can't afford a steak right now.
Oh, I hear you, man. Dylan LeBlanc is the artist live in our studio on the Independent 88.5 FM. So would you say the last record is more introspective and this one's more about social commentary? And
yeah, I would say that. Yeah. The last one's probably more introspective. This one definitely highlights some more social commentary-esque stuff. And it's also introspective also. It's just, you know, thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just thoughts.
Amazing. Well, your thoughts are documented. And the album Renegade has been out for just over a month now.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. And I also just cannot wait to play the Troubadour tonight, because I've been nervous all day. And sorry, I'm saying a lot of stupid things on the microphone.
No, you're good, man. There's actually a really good steakhouse just less than a block away from the Troubadour. So if you guys could swing it,
yeah, I think we might.
You know, there
holiday.
There you go.
We're on holiday. We're on Smokey.
So leave us alone. Yeah.
Amazing. Dylan LeBlanc. Your band's fantastic. You guys are well-rounded musicians. How about another song before we kind of wrap it up here?
Sure, absolutely. This one's called Damned.
Every time we have live music on any given day here in the studio, we always leave inspired, and it's just a wonderful thing we get to do. And we do it quite often, too. Not a lot of stations will have a, you know, an artist interview or a performance smack dab in the middle of the day. If you're not a member, sign up, 885fm.org. Dylan LeBlanc, man, it's a pleasure to meet you today.
It's been great to meet you, Mookie.
And
like a really, really, really cool.
Well, tell your friends, your musician friends, and hopefully next time around you'll make it a destination you could stop by, and we'll do it all over again. We'll have you anytime.
Man, thank you. I hope you have me back. Thank you so much.
This is The Independent, 88.5 FM.